This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Launching into the third hour of this live Sunday edition of the show. As always, you may join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Just jump into one of those top four rooms on our list of various different chat rooms, and then we'll join you, and you'll sound like you're here with us tonight. It's Ian.
Richie Rich.
Oh, sorry, Mark. For whatever reason, I didn't unmute your mic.
Yeah, well, that's how I'm treated on this show.
We will continue with your calls and thoughts. We have Kevin in Indiana listening to WGBF in Evansville. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, New Hampshire is one of the freest states in the country.
It's true.
I voted for Gary Johnson, brilliant man.
I'm sorry.
How'd that work out?
Well, he didn't win.
I like my vote for Gary Johnson just fine. These guys are just cynics. Don't listen to him.
Here's the thing. I didn't vote for McCain and Obama or whoever the heck because I just couldn't vote. And I voted my entire life. Okay. I got to the point I was not going to vote for the lesser of two evils.
Good for you.
Thank you.
I do like Trump. I have voted for him. I have a lot of Trump gear. Now, if the gentleman, I forget his name, Ross, whatever it is, in
Ross Ulbricht, the founder of the Silk Road, which was the world's first darknet marketplace.
Okay, well, has he started hurt anybody?
No.
I mean, okay.
No, arguably it actually made people's lives better. It made people's lives safer. The drug user, for instance, instead of venturing into the streets and buying drugs from some questionable dealer and getting robbed or ripped off,
bumped over the head,
could now actually buy from the safety of their own home and have their product
like
delivered
Amazon.
To them. Yeah, basically, like eBay.
His creation of the site didn't directly cause anyone harm.
No, I mean, there may be somebody... Sorry to interrupt, Kevin, but just to continue finishing the answer to the question. There may be somebody who bought some heroin on the Silk Road and you know, took too much or something.
Yeah,
I'm sure something like
fault.
That happened. But ultimately, there are more people who were saved from being beaten and robbed in the streets and getting bunk product and then overdosing. There was a lot of lives saved by the Silk Road.
Well,
I agree.
A hero. And here's the thing. If it's nonviolent, let him out.
Absolutely.
I mean, I absolutely agree he should be out. I would vote for, well, I wouldn't vote for certain people, like Nancy Pelosi, but I agree the man should be out. Nonviolent, he should be out. Just like the one black lady that was let out, and I'm just saying black because she's black, not because I'm racist or anything like that, that Trump let out. One of the first people he let out, she was in there for, what, one thing of crack or one thing of heroin or one thing of marijuana.
Hmm.
And she became a minister in church or in prison.
Release all nonviolent offenders.
Yeah.
Anybody who hasn't actually harmed another human being should not be held against their will behind bars.
Yeah.
Alice Johnson was her name.
Yeah, Alice Johnson. Yep, you're right. KIV, I believe, is the governor of Alabama. I think marriage used to be pertaining to,
a man and a woman.
It was a religious title ceremony. It wasn't the government. Well, the government's run by lawyers, and the lawyers make a hell of a lot of money on it. Excuse my French.
Nope, you're right.
And they make a lot of money in divorce, and I think they actually promote discord in marriage. I mean, they advertise like crazy. You know, I mean, I'm sorry. I am divorced. I was in an abusive marriage. I had 14 children, 12 living. I'm a good man. And I had to leave for my sanity. You know.
Did you say you had 14 children?
Yes, I did.
Congratulations on that.
thanks, sir.
Wow.
I was either a Catholic she practiced mass family planning, or I could say we use the rhythm method, and I have no rhythm. I'm the wrong color.
Got to learn to pull out.
I can't dance.
So you agree then that the government should have no involvement in marriage whatsoever?
That's right. And you know, the thing with the abortion in Alabama, abortion prior to Roe versus Wade is a farce, and we all know that now. McGorvey came out before she died and said it was a bunch of BS. But anyways, it was a state's issue. It was never a federal issue. and it should be back to the state's issue. And you'd have about 20 to 22 that would be against it, 20 to 22 before it, and the other ones would be in middle of the road, whatever,
well,
you know?
One of the things I think about this Alabama law that's passed was, to some extent, it's just a return salvo to, I think it was the New York state law where, it was portrayed. I don't know the specifics. I haven't read either one of these things, but the New York law was basically portrayed, hey, you know, well, the kid's foot's still in there, you can kill him. Slit their throat right there. And so, I mean, you know, I wouldn't doubt for a second that Alabama's like, we're the not New York, this is our not New York abortion law.
Yeah, you got all those liberals up in New York, and this is the conservative.
This is how we do it down in
Alabama. Deep Bible Belt. Yeah. Yeah. The deep Bible Belt.
Well, I agree with Kevin on this. I think that states should be able to go in whatever directions. I don't believe generally in the idea of the state period, but as long as we're going to have them, we ought to have 50 different choices rather than this one overarching federal government. I say secession now. How do you feel about that?
We were supposed to be 50, well, however many states there were each time, experiments in government. And in self-government, not a ruler, not a dictator, because President Washington could have been king, and he chose to walk out. Now, I read that I was
still
trying
chose to
read
be president,
his,
though.
Yes, I was trying to read his final remarks to Congress as he was leaving. Man, the English way they wrote, I mean, they were like, a paragraph that was like a page long that was a sentence. Whoa, I mean, it was hard to read. But and pertaining to, this is kind of a joke, pertaining to journalism, journalists can break stories and journalists can break wind.
Kevin, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. Thank you.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is why we need to see secession happen in our lifetime. We need to get out of this federal government arrangement. It does not help anybody. It just pits people against one another, which is what governments do at all levels.
And that's what they want.
That is definitely what they want. They want you to be distracted by the bread and the circuses while they rule over us and think that you have some sort of influence on them by, you know, playing in their little voting system or whatever.
I don't have a particular problem with a state having the right to secede. I just don't think that the direction of the modern nation state is going in sort of secession.
Look at Brexit.
Brexit is, and you're seeing all the problems they're having. They're trying to work out a deal.
Well, right.
Imagine right now if New Hampshire seceded from the United States and said, all right,
no deal.
Hard break.
Just go.
Well, right. That's what you're all about. You're a hard hexer.
Right, because look at this crap with Brexit. It's taken years now. Right. And they still haven't gone out of the EU.
Well, and they're starting to backtrack on it a little bit.
Of course
too.
They are.
I, for one, don't want to have to be checked at the border when I go to the Lowe's over in Vermont or whatever.
Well, go to the Lowe's in Milford or wherever it is.
Look, I'm not some hardcore patriot, Ian. Like, that's what you sound like. You're like, stay in New Hampshire where we're free, and we told the United States government to stick it where the sun doesn't shine. Well, you know, look, let's just make this easy on people because people want something easy.
My wife likes to go to Mass, and I feel dirty every time we cross the border.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, the shopping's better in some cases.
That's true.
There.
That's the reason.
You got to pay shop and sales tax.
That is also true.
Look, when was the last time you went shopping?
Or saveitfirst.com.
You don't know anything about shopping.
What are you talking about? I go shopping all the time.
You went grocery shopping. The last time you went shopping was at the pot store in Massachusetts.
She drives from Manchester to Burlington just to go to Nordstrom. Like that's her jam.
Yeah. I don't know anything about it.
Let's talk to Matthew. He's in New Jersey listening to WPG in Atlantic City. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, how are you gentlemen this evening?
Excellent. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, you're touching on, you guys don't think you're journalists. You know, you're a talk show host, but
I'm a broadcast journalist. Have to do it.
I think you touch
on. I'm telling you, if you've ever seen my co-host Mark's writing, you know he could not be a journalist. My God, he can't. Punctuation, spelling, it's just atrocious.
So he needs a good editor then.
That's true. I'd get real tired of him if I was his editor.
How
baked are you right now?
I'm a frequent caller to Harry Hurley down here in Atlantic City.
Yep. That's the morning show host, right?
Todd
on WPG.
Yeah, WPG. Yep. And Todd Starnes, I called him the other day.
Okay.
And I touched on his subject, and I wanted to get your guys' opinion on this.
All right. I don't even know what subject this is, but hang on. We're going to bring you back here, Matthew. He wants our opinion on a subject. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. The call screening software,
in that.
The call screening software says it's abortion, so we may be getting into talk radio hell. The toll-free number.
Started there.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That is... If true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehash stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm with you tonight. It's Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Mark.
Mark, tell me about the upcoming Freedom Fest in July.
Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. This year, it's at the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. And this year's theme is the Wild West. Was it a time of liberty and opportunity, or lawlessness and violence? We're going to find out. And Penn Jillette, Lenore Skenazy, Candace Owens, John Mackey, Kevin O'Leary, and Kevin Harrington of Shark Tank, Stephen Moore, Grover Norquist, they're going to help us figure it all out. They're adding folks. I see that Glenn Beck's now been added.
Oh, wow.
There's quite a few names being added over time here. Libertarians, conservatives, liberals all getting together and mingling and to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. The best debates that you're going to find on the liberty subject are had at Freedom Fest. There's no doubt about that. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL. By the way, it's July the 17th through the 20th. And it's a big event. Thousands,
Vegas.
Thousands of people going. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Get your tickets now. Join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50. That's FTL50. And you get $50 off your ticket price. If you go to freedomfest.com/FTL, you also get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. So you don't even have to have bought your ticket yet. You can go see whether you want to buy your ticket. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL. You'll see Judge Napolitano, Alan Dershowitz, Heather McDonald, John Mackey, Charlie Kirk, all for free. Freedomfest.com/FTL, July 17th through the 20th at the Paris in Las Vegas, freedomfest.com/FTL.
Let's go back to Matthew in New Jersey. Matthew, listening to WPG. You're back on, Matthew. You said you had a question for us. You've been calling around different talk shows and asking the same questions. So go ahead. Joe, turn down what was going on in the background, though.
Is
Hello?
That better?
Yes. Yes.
Is that better?
Yeah, much better.
Okay, so, yeah, no, I was listening to Todd Starnes and Heather Hurley the other day, and I heard a report, and I don't mean to flip the script on you here or nothing, but this kid from... I think he was from Indiana or something. He wanted to go to Swarthmore College.
Okay, kid wanted to go to Swarthmore.
And, you know, it's pretty exclusive school. It's, you know, it's not easy to get into. I mean...
He's got to have his celebrity parents bribe his way in.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is why I want your guys' opinion on this.
Okay.
They told him, you're a white male... Swarthmore College has, this goes to the affirmative action and the, you know, the paybacks and all this stuff. His counselor, his guidance counselor told him, don't even apply. I'm telling you right now.
Sorry, you kept woke up for a little bit. Don't even apply for what?
Don't even apply to Swarthmore. You're not getting in.
Hmm.
Well, that's not a good reason to apply.
Because they have a certain allowance for you know, minorities and people of color and, you know, whatever.
Well, it's also so, certain people of color. You know, Harvard recently had they put some kind of cap on Asians. Sorry, Asians are just too good at getting into the college, so we have to put a cap on
it. Well, plus now there's the SAT, which is going to start judging adversity and adjusting scores based on the person's perceived adversity, meaning if they grew up in a tough neighborhood or they're you know, black or whatever, they purportedly have had more adversity, so they'll adjust scores accordingly. The whole thing's a scam. What the dude ought to do is just forget about college unless he absolutely wants to be some sort of college-educated doctor or... engineer or something like that. Otherwise,
just apply and hope for the best.
It's just a scam, man. I mean, he's going to end up with huge college debt. Why would anybody want to have a college degree and all that debt?
In case you want to be a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer, and that's about it.
Yeah.
It's a very expensive school, gentlemen. I mean, it's a very expensive. But listen, I'll tell you a quick story, and I'll get off the air. Do you remember when Ronald Reagan, back in the 80s, fired all the air traffic controllers?
Yes.
No.
Okay. I played football at San Diego State. Okay. That's the only way I could have went there. My parents couldn't afford to send me there.
Mm.
But I got hurt. They cut me off the team. Mm. And I came back home. And my mom said, you're going to go take this test to be an air traffic controller. The President Reagan just fired all these people, and you're good at math. So I went, I took this course, I went, I accumulated a 99.8 on my exam.
Wow.
Okay. But guess what? If
you were passed
you're
up for the
a
job.
Person of color, you get 5 extra points. If you're a woman, you get 5 extra points. If you're ex-military, you get 5 extra points.
Hmm.
So outright, I was number one in the class. But these people are accumulating 115s.
Right.
118s.
A black lady who left the military, then you've got to...
I'm done. I'm toast. Yeah. They never called me. They never called me.
It probably isn't that great working for the government anyway. Matthew, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, that's the government world, right? Like whether you're trying to get a government job or a government contract, all these requirements come into play that all these political people have passed over many, many years.
Right, for whatever reason, they think it's a good idea to do this, that, or the other thing, and... You know, there's all kinds of rules, right? Like, you know, rules that favor this group or favor that group, and it's identity politics, and it's not a way to win. It's not a way to push us forward, but, hey, that's what they're going to do because that's what the state does.
And the friends of the politicians get first billing as well.
Yep, statists are going to state.
How? I'm not sure how this can be, but Joe is in California claiming he's listening to WOCA, which I believe is a radio station in Ocala, Florida. Are you listening?
I'm in Florida.
Oh, you're in Florida. Okay.
I said
right
Ocala, Florida.
Gotcha. For whatever reason, they translated that into California. Anyway, go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live. What were you calling
about? Okay, what I called in about was they were talking. You've been talking about not having a marriage license in Alabama. In Florida, in my 80-some years here, well, I'm 82 years old, but I have known of two couples that had to get a divorce who had never been married because of the common law marriage law in Florida.
Oh, wow.
I know several other states have it, and I do know that one of the things in Florida, if you ever signed into a motel as Mr. and Mrs., you would be considered married and would have to get a divorce if you were separated.
Oh, that's Jeez. Interesting. I grew up in Florida, as did Ian. I have never heard of the common law, but...
I've heard of it.
Yeah, I heard that it existed, but I've never heard
stupid.
A person having to deal with it. So it's a fascinating story.
The ones I know were back in the 50s. One of them was a lady that worked for my dad.
Joe, I'm not sure if you're driving at a point. If you were, hang on, we can bring it back. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's the second time I've gotten a call from a WOCA listener, and I've never talked to the program director there, so it's nice to know we're on. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The National Weather Service has confirmed a powerful tornado has ripped through the town of El Reno in Oklahoma. A survey shows it was an EF3 that was on the ground for more than 2 miles, and it lasted about 4 minutes. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
This woman residing in the trailer park that was leveled, she was home with her two grandchildren when the twister hit, trapping them in the rubble, when her son called her cell phone to check on her.
Well, I had 2% on my phone. His name showed up. I hit the button, told him we got hit. The boys are fine.
and within 5 minutes he was there.
People in the central and southern U.S. are warned about a likelihood of more severe weather, including tornadoes, for the next week or so. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here. Take control of the airwaves on this live Sunday edition. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Pretty Rich.
And Mark.
And I want you to know about Liberty.menu. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you really ought to be putting your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu. Enlist your business or digital content that you create or an event that you're involved with that you want other liberty-minded people to show up to, then get over to Liberty.menu and you can put your things that you do there so other liberty folk can find out about it. Maybe get some new business out of it. So check it out. It's free, and it works very, very well. It's also got a bit of a social networking aspect to the site, liberty.menu. You can use code FTL, and you get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. If you do that, the gentleman on the line in station in Ocala has dropped off. So I guess he was done, so let's continue with more of your calls. Jonathan in New Jersey, watching us on YouTube. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Welcome. You're on the air.
That's great to hear. So I know you guys were talking before about how, like, you know, like, going into, the, like, you know, the military and, you know, talking about how you're coming home and this and that, you know, getting deployed, military and all that. You know, I was in the military and I'm suffering from, all that deformative and stuff, PTSD, all that stuff, you know, like, I've been scarred a lot. Sorry, just have allergies.
Hold it together.
With all that, you know, when I come home, you know, I'm suffering from the, all that stuff. And, you know, the biggest thing I had from, all that stuff is that the PTSD is that I stuck to Osama bin Laden.
All right. Just not even gonna, don't even have to dump you on that one because you didn't even get it out. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Did you believe him?
No.
I didn't either.
For a second.
I was wondering what radio show he was actually listening to.
We weren't talking about that.
My finger was hovering over the imaginary dump button.
Don't worry, I had it covered.
I figured you would.
But I didn't even have to go down to the dump button on that one.
No.
Too slow, bro. He couldn't even hold it together. Anyway, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
Isn't as easy to crank as the Jerky Boys, right?
Right. Like, they're practice.
Takes practice.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
855-450-FREE. Now you're remembering the Jerky Boys?
Was the Jerky Boys the first movie with the after-credit stinger? Because I remember
I don't know if I ever saw that movie.
Stay off.
Ferris Bueller's had it too? Okay. Jerky Boys is the first one I remember. Like, after the credits, there was like one more joke.
Hey, if you want to join us, you can. Let's go to David. He's in New Mexico listening to the TuneIn app. Hello, David.
Yeah, hey, Mark, you're still wrong on that one vote thing for president. One vote making a difference winning the presidency.
Yep.
I remember when that happened. I was hanging out here in New Mexico with Kevin Costner and Kelsey Grammer, Nathan Lane, Dennis Hopper, Stanley Tucci, George Lopez, Willie Nelson, and Kevin.
What?
Or I'm sorry.
What
Kevin
movie
Costner.
Is this?
Yeah. How is it you were hanging out with all those people at the same time?
Oh, well, I don't know. There was a lot of cameras around and stuff. We were just there were speeches going on and little farmers' kids with chasing chickens. I don't remember all the whole thing, but yeah, we were all hanging out and Kevin Costner's vote made the difference and got the president elected. It was all up to Kevin Costner.
What's the movie? Is there a reference here that I don't know?
I don't remember.
His vote was a swing vote, you know, the swing vote that got the president elected.
You got to tell us the movie, man.
Are you getting it, Mark? Are you getting the reference?
I just did. I just did.
We're all in the dark here.
Swing vote?
Swing vote.
That's a movie?
Yeah, I'm in it.
All right.
Must have been during Kevin Costner's tin cup phase.
Huh?
So that happened.
Wow, congratulations. Thanks for the call. Okay. Swing vote.
Get off my plane.
Who knew? Is that I wonder if that's a newer movie. It sounds older.
It doesn't
with all those names.
Kevin Costner, right?
Yeah. I mean, is he doing anything these days?
I don't know.
Toll free number.
Have to.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, Mark, you said you did not want to talk about this article, or was it only in the last segment that you did not want to talk about this
right.
story?
Well, I can try to plow through this.
If you don't want to do it, it's fine.
I think I might be able to pull it off. So, here's the idea, right, from Quartz, writing here, a GOP lawmaker in Illinois recently introduced a bill that, if passed, would ask Congress to consider making the city of Chicago its own state. Of course, no one really expects this bill to pass. Even the congressman who wrote it admits that he's only introduced it to highlight Chicago's disproportionate influence in the state of Illinois.
Now, hold on. Was this a national congressman?
No.
State congressperson?
GOP lawmaker in Illinois.
Okay.
Chicago holds more voting power than largely rural rest of the state for
right.
a reason.
This is your typical big city has way too much sway over the
right.
rest of the state.
Yeah.
Chicago,
right.
New York, Los
right.
Angeles.
Right. Well, and in Los Angeles and San Francisco.
Sure.
California's got its own mess. But, you know, this illustrates how political divisions in North America and Western Europe run not only along the fault lines of race and class, but increasingly divide the rural heartlands from the major cities. And people out in rural, the countryside, believe different things than people in cities.
Well, that's why we have the Electoral College.
Right. Well, that'll solve something. This divide with real consequences, from Brexit to polarizing politics from the 2016 U.S. presidential election, it seems like it's only getting harder to fix. Go take a look at, the counties as they voted for Trump, and you will see a map that is almost entirely red. Now, that doesn't mean that geography shouldn't have a vote, but just take a look and you'll understand that cities vote Democrat and countryside tends to vote Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a difference.
So would they get like two senators out of Chicago state, right? They'd have their
yes.
own. Okay.
I think the Senate should be eliminated anyway, but whatever.
That's not part of the proposal. Okay.
What if instead of trying to mend this cultural schism, we embrace it? But right. Like, there is no mending.
Yeah, no. It's not going to get. The people are not going to get brought together.
Right. Al Gore was correct when he said there's two Americas. There's two Americas, and they want a divorce. They don't want anything to do with each other. They're still in the process of beating the hell out of each other, but at some point or another, they need to get a divorce. And whatever that divorce might look like, I don't have any good answers for you people. I have several answers that I'd love to talk about, but you know, they're complicated and they're unlikely to be implemented because, well, this divorce you can't get out of. The last time somebody tried to get out of this marriage, they shot them. That's what happened in the Civil War.
But the South will rise again.
Right. So, and the solution for a better future can come from the far, far past. If we look back at ancient history, one model makes a strong case for this approach. The free city. A free city is a largely independent municipality that is not subject to local or regional authorities and has its own representatives in federal and or imperial bodies. They are particularly important in the Holy Roman Empire and persisted through the Middle Ages, which is when cities became sites of progress, development, and culture. And I think this really makes a lot of sense because, of course, the people in Chicago, the politicians from Chicago, Bend, the Illini political process to their will. A, they can, and B, if they don't, then that process will bend them to their will.
Illini, is that like the plural of Illinois or possessive?
It's Illinoisans.
Okay.
Yeah. It's one term that they use. I think Illinois.
I've never heard that one before.
Yeah, it is.
The Fighting Illini? Sports thing?
No, yeah. It's a sports thing. I was told to use that as the plural.
I believe you.
I don't know that that's official already.
So
any stretch.
This is only going to affect Chicago if it goes through.
No. This law is nonsense.
I thought it was they were going to ask to have Chicago separated into its own state.
Correct. They are asking that.
They don't expect the law to pass in any way, shape, or form.
Don't expect it to pass in Illinois?
Right. But the way he read the article is they don't expect it to pass. They're just proposing it to put the idea out there to highlight the idea that Chicago has.
I thought they didn't expect it to get through at the U.S. level.
It's probably not going to get through at the U.S. level either. But the idea here is to float the notion of a free city.
Yeah.
Right.
How many cities should do this? Should there be like a population cutoff or something? Like if it's below a million or something that they can't do it?
The smaller it is, the better representation.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100, or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, maybe enough time for you. If you want to get on the phones, you can dial now. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
Check out more of Richie on his show, The Anarchist Experience.
Anarchistexperience.com.
What were your main topic or topics this week?
Oh, man. This week we started off with the concepts of negative versus positive rights.
Oh, boy. That's always fun to
always
explain.
Always fun. And then as long as
it's
we're
nice
gonna,
to have a niche audience, isn't it?
Yes.
Because, when you have a niche audience, then they can, dig real deep into this kind of thing. Whereas when you have a general audience like we have, negative, positive rights.
We've talked about it.
Murky.
I don't even know how much of an audience we have. I just, when we finally got on to LRN.FM, I told my co-host, he was like, oh, man, that changes things. I'm like, why? He goes, because up until this point, I just assumed nobody was listening, and then it didn't matter what
I
said.
It's just LRN. There's probably not that many people listening.
That's true. But the circulation of listeners is significantly more than whatever we had at the
time. Yeah, we really don't know. I mean, we know that there's some pirate stations that pick it up for sure, so there probably are a few hundred people listening to those, or thousands. Who knows? And then we've also got the free-to-air satellite signals. And you never know how many people are in sub-Saharan Africa, got nothing else to do, listening to you at, yeah. 3 in the morning or whenever it is that, it happens to be on. But what else?
Okay, you want to talk about, talk show hell. He posited a theory of, how the abortion situation would work.
It's not talk show hell for you because you don't have live callers. So you don't have to worry about that.
But in the John Wick universe, he went and watched John Wick 3.
I've never seen it.
And since, Murder for Hire is apparently okay and accepted in that universe, what would they do with the abortionists and people getting abortion in a world where that was acceptable?
In a world.
Yes.
In a world.
So that was
killing abortionists is acceptable.
Yes, that's pretty much what he posited.
So check him out over at anarchistexperience.com. It's a once-a-week podcast, and you can subscribe over there. All right. So I do want to also mention that Gunneman 2002 is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, and that means that he or she, sounds like a man, that he is sponsoring the show to the point of $5 per month via the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com, and that helps us because it makes it so we can advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, so we can bring new listeners on board bring new radio stations on board. We crossed the 200 station threshold. We're at 205 right now. Actually, I got to take that down a notch because we're losing the one station in Indianapolis. So I got to pull them off. This was their last weekend. Or no, last weekend was their last weekend. For some reason, I didn't pull it off the right time. But anyway, 205. Soon to be 204, but it's nice to be there. And it's all because of listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers and helping us out. Your amp dollars will be sending us in just a short week or so. Yeah, I guess about maybe another week and a half. We're going to New York City.
New York City.
For the salsa. Talkers.
Get a rope.
the Talkers Magazine Conference. The only remaining talk radio conference on the planet. And that's something we go to every single year, and it's our Free Talk Live amplifiers that make that
possible. Talk Radio Freak Show, baby.
That's where we met the program director of WRKO in Boston.
That was awesome.
And that helped us kind of seal a deal there.
That's true.
So it really helps. It's not just us, you know, being at some fancy shindig or whatever. It's,
I don't think we would go
with the big
if
wigs.
We thought it was just, if we didn't think this was helpful to Free Talk Live and its distribution. We're not going to conventions because, wow, let's go to the convention where I'm not even sure what you would go to a convention for.
You have been excited about meeting certain talk show hosts. I've seen you kind of
excited.
Oh,
I like it when I'm there, but I wouldn't go to meeting.
Okay, got it.
And pushing you guys up the ranking as well, right?
I'm sure it doesn't hurt. Okay. You're talking about the Talkers, top 100,
sure,
heavy 100.
People that make the decision as to what our ranking is. Currently, we're the 27th talk show.
As of 2018.
Yeah, 2018, our rank is 27. And we've gone up every year for all the years that we've been on their rankings. I hope that we continue to go up. I imagine
so 26 more years until you're number one.
We might still be here.
Sean Hant. Well, I mean, once you start getting into the top 25... Things are a little
harder.
I mean, I don't know if we'll ever break into the top 25. I wouldn't claim that Free Talk Live is a top 25 show. We're in off-prime.
Yeah.
But we're constantly adding stations, and we always tell the truth about it. We're one of the larger, probably one of the top five weeknight independent shows out
That's
there.
That's probably true.
Yeah. So, I mean.
I don't even know if there are five independent shows. Out there. So it's not really
it's been
a big claim.
Talk radio, ladies and gentlemen.
But anyway, thanks to the amplifiers like Gunham in 2002. If you want to join him, you can do that at amp.freetalklive.com. You can do it with PayPal, credit card, or Bitcoin BTC. And you get some cool perks like the Free Talk Live Discord server. You get special AMP access to the AMP chat rooms there. There's also an AMP-only Facebook group for those of you who are still into Facebook and other perks as well. Learn about those and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. All right, Mark, City States, tell us more.
Yeah, we got this article from Quora here, and we were talking about the idea.
Is it Quora or Quartz?
Quartz.
You said Quartz.
Excuse me, my mistake.
Okay. QZ.com, right?
Yeah. So free cities have largely disappeared as a result of the rise of the nation-state in the late medieval and early modern period. But as a model of governance that worked for centuries. Hmm. In medieval Italy and Germany, free cities were unencumbered by the authority of regional lords, but nonetheless participated to a limited degree in the imperial government. Still, free cities had their own laws, elected their own magistrates. They controlled their own
not really
trade.
Free, but it's a name.
It's an oxymoron.
Because they have their own
and
governance?
Laws. Yeah, governments.
Yeah, I think
therefore
they're free.
Not free.
Of the
free of other encumbrances,
right.
Free of external governmental
more
influence.
So.
Okay.
And that is the model that they're suggesting here in the United States might serve well both.
That's not really what they're talking about, though. They're not talking about a free city or even an unencumbered city. The proposal in Illinois, as you mentioned it in the story, was that it would become a state, that the city of Chicago, whatever city limits, I don't know where they would end
where
it, right? Because Chicagoland's a pretty big kind of sprawling place. So where do you actually draw that line? Is it when there's so many trees per square mile or something? How do you figure that out?
We'll figure it out. Don't worry.
That the proposal there would be that it would become a state. So it would be completely encumbered by the federal government.
Well,
that's not really that much freedom. What this is a proposal for is to separate Chicago from its voting influence over the rest of Illinois. And that's not a bad idea, but that's all this is.
Well, yes, but it would also unencumber Chicago from Illinois' voting power.
Okay.
And that happens, too. So, yes, I think that we're all better off with smaller states and that oftentimes these metro areas just have different goals. There's another proposal out there to separate New York into three states. The three states being like Gotham being
the city,
New York City, mm-hmm. Long Island, and the rest of New York. Like if you looked at the rest of New York as they describe it, it looks like New York. And then you're like,
it's pretty significant.
Shouldn't there be a Long Island on there or something? Like the shape of New York is almost unchanged by the cutting off of these other things. But that's what these people complain about all the time. If you live in a state with a big city, that big city is Jupiter or the sun versus your Pluto that's floating around out there. I've heard people say that, it's called Western Virginia. We might as well not even go to the polls and vote for anything. Because what's the point? We're not represented by these people. It's all about Richmond and Washington, D.C., surrounding areas and that kind of thing. We'd all be a lot better off, I think, if counties had, the power that states had. And, they used to have counts.
Mm-hmm.
And they were the ones. That's where the power was.
How many states would it be if every county was its own state? That's got to be
a lot.
Many hundreds.
Many, many hundreds. Absolutely.
I don't know if they got enough room in D.C. for that. How about we just forget about this whole federal government thing?
Well, the federal government should be a much less powerful organization.
It shouldn't exist at all.
Well, yes, it should.
It shouldn't.
Sure, it should.
Really?
Interstate commerce.
You're going to actually argue for the federal government now?
Absolutely.
And you call yourself a libertarian?
Have you gone to Canada?
Yeah.
Oh, what's it like?
He's allowed there.
It's big.
And you get thrown in jail if you try, right?
Now I would, but the first time I went, I didn't.
But when you go to Massachusetts, you don't get thrown in jail, right?
Well, if you bring a gun, or
I understand Massachusetts has a lot
bullet
of confusing,
crossing the border is
confusing
what you're saying.
Laws, but it really sucks crossing borders. If you look, look at the small countries in the Caribbean, are they doing well?
I don't know. I've never been there.
No. What you want is you want a loose federation that allows free travel and requires free trade, honors contracts.
You're not going to get that. So how about instead you just not have borders and just allow people to travel between place to place?
So,
the federal government sucks, and it has done nothing for freedom except destroy it. So I can't believe you would argue for it.
But it lets you go to Massachusetts unencumbered.
Whoopie-doo. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow night. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com, and you can follow archives and our webcams and all kinds of free features there. But if you want to support the show, join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.